Мы победили, но победил весь молдавский народ. Я в этом уверен.
It was a clear win for Igor Dodon. He received just over 52% of the runoff vote to secure the presidency. It's a largely ceremonial position, but these elections were seen by some as a choice between East and West. In fact, Dodon announced his first international trip would be to Moscow, and his pro-Russian stance was clear when asked what he wanted to do for Moldova.
To improve our relationship with the Russian Federation, to start movements in this country that want Moldova to unite with Romania, and to solve the problem with Transnistria.
A settlement of the Transnistrian issue could further push the country into Moscow's sphere of influence. It's a Russian-speaking separatist region of Moldova where Russian troops are stationed. Transnistrian attempts to be recognized as an independent state have not been acknowledged by the West. However, Andrew Kolb believes it's wrong to see these presidential elections simply in terms of a choice between East and West. He's with the German Marshall Fund.
I think there's still a need for a corrective to that perception that Moldova and its political situation is essentially pro-Europe versus pro-Russian. It plays into a larger geopolitical narrative about the region that's not wrong, but it's also simplistic. The problem in Moldova is primarily a problem for Moldova. The people who live here have to figure out how to make a life, how to develop a political culture, and they need our support in that.
Indeed, Moldova faces immense problems. It's considered the poorest country in Europe. Around 40% of the population live on less than 5 euros a day. The dire economic situation has led to a brain drain and mass immigration. Around 1 million Moldovans work abroad and send remittances home. Ion Schidu, a human rights lawyer, says it's a vicious circle. The brain drain has led to a substandard political class, which in turn leads to more young professionals heading abroad.
The quality of not only the politicians, but the outcomes of the politicians and the problems that we are having here, it's very disappointing. This is bringing us so many years backwards in our development path.
Republicii Moldova este concluzia unui raport elaborat de către Banca Mondială privind activitatea de export a țării noastre.
Corruption is a major issue here. The most infamous example dates back to 2014, when $1 billion disappeared from 3 banks just before parliamentary elections. The loss was equivalent to 12% of Moldova's GDP. Since that scandal, the budget has been kept afloat with cash injections from the EU and US, along with support from the IMF. Prior to these elections, the IMF approved a loan package worth $180 million. David Kramer is a senior director for human rights and democracy at the McCain Institute. Given the quagmire of political and economic scandals in recent years, he says change is essential.
With this election, I hope that the country will no longer be as consumed with electoral politics and will focus more on governing. I think that's been the most frustrating part. The need to focus on governing so that this country makes sure it is on the right path, so that people don't have an incentive to leave, they in fact have an incentive to stay. Because it's a great country. People are incredibly friendly, they're very generous and hospitable, and so I hope they get what they deserve.
Acuzațiile democratului Vladimir Plahotniuc la adresa socialiștilor și în special la cea...
One of the reasons why Igor Dodon was able to win so many votes was because of his successful media campaign and his links to a man considered Moldova's most powerful oligarch, Vladimir Plahotniuc, who's thought to control around 75% of media outlets here. Both men were connected to the democratically elected Communist Party that ruled Moldova until 2009. At the time, Dodon was party deputy chairman, while it's believed that Plahotniuc amassed his wealth thanks to his close ties to the former communist president. Plahotniuc is currently the chief financial backer of the ruling Democratic Party and the party's vice chairman. But his critics say he pulls strings in many political and business circles, and they call him the puppet master of Moldova. Igor Monteanu is a former ambassador to the US and the head of a local think tank. He says Plahotniuc is a force to be reckoned with.
He's conducting a very active role in shaping out the country political system and the economical system as well. So he does not have only the, let's say, the satisfaction of helping someone else, but he wants to create the rules that will be advantageous to his interests, and he does seem to have a determination to reach some goals.
According to a survey conducted by the Institute for Public Policy, only 4% of Moldovans trust Plahotniuc as a political figure. But he says he will leave politics and return to business once the country's economy is strengthened and a new political class is formed.
I want to leave behind a young team of ambitious politicians who will do their homework properly. I want to go down in history as someone who did good things for our people and our partners abroad. I want people to say that while we were in government, the welfare of society improved and the situation in the country got better.
The president-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
Igor Dodon's electoral win took place just days after Donald Trump's victory in the US, and both president-elects may help determine which road Moldova now follows. However, David Kramer from the McCain Institute believes the Trump presidency will have a negative impact on politics here.
I think it would be bad news for Moldova. I think it would be bad news for Europe. It would be bad news for my own country, frankly. Given Trump's comments and views and attitudes toward Russia, and given the Russian role in this country, that could be a very bad sign for Moldova.
With Dodon promising to pursue closer ties with Russia rather than the European Union, time will tell whether his policies and reforms will force more Moldovans to emigrate or encourage them to return home. Philip Warwick, DW, Chișinău, Moldova.